Okay, we are starting today to learn the Sefer Iyun Tefillah. I will put it in order next week at our school for it. It comes in Hebrew and in English. I'm just used to the Hebrew one, which is, I think, more complete. And generally, I get the art scroll things at a very steep discount. So anybody who wants to order, you let me know. There's one that the shul has, which you're welcome to use. And the reason I chose Berachas HaShachar, there are a lot of things that are very geshmak, but we say Berachas HaShachar every morning. And in it, we thank the Bari Olam for the most fundamental of our functions. And we really should have kavana when we do it. And for me, it was a big Yetzer Hara for many years. I used to say it on the run, on the way out. So I laminated a page, one of the art scrolls, that was in the Seamus box. I pulled out just that page. I went at it, laminated it. It's on my shtender at home. In the morning, before I go out, I stop and I say the brachas by the shtender. And hopefully this will be mechazik me. So in order for me to get some chizik, I'll say it. I'm talking now about the 15 brachas that we say in the morning. The chazan usually says them. The first thing the chazan says in our communities in Nusach, in Nusach Sfar, but we're Ashkenazim. By the Sfaradim, they don't say it in shul. Nobody gets up and says it in shul. If I stay up all night and I go down at the Sephardic minion, I want someone to be mighty me with brachas. I say, did you say brachas yet? They look at me like I'm nuts. Because they say it at home in the morning, which is really in its origin, which we're going to learn about now. These brachas were not said in shul. These brachas were originally was said in the morning when you woke up and as you woke up and you learned what you said. What? Rabbi Miller, they don't say it in shul. In so many yeshivas, I don't understand why, but they just start. Sometimes they go up for baruchu. They don't even, some yeshivas, they don't have a bal tefillah. Yeah, I don't know exactly what that comes from, but be that as it may, there are a number of different customs regarding the brachas. Another thing about the meaning of the svaradim, we'll see why, their order is different than ours. The three brachas, shalei asani goy, shalei asani yovei, shalei asani isha, they put all the way at the end. We have it right near the beginning, they have it all the way at the end. I used to joke with them, they didn't want their wives to hear them saying shalei asani isha, so they left it for last, you know, to leave it last. Now, be that as it may, that's the Seder. Also, one of these brachas, they don't say at all.
Which one?
Hanesin le'yoyf kayach. They don't say it all. And they don't say it at all. And we'll see why in a minute. That bracha, they don't say it all. It's funny, someone brought me, traditionally, there were four nuschais in Klal Yisrael. Svar, Ashkenaz, Ari, and I think they call it Altuna, which is Italian. Lababish is Ari. And the Nusach, the Italian Nusach, which seems to have fallen by the wayside. The whole story of Italian Jewry is something of a mystery to historians. They just, after Ramam Mipano, seem to fall off the face of the map for some reason. So someone once brought me an Italian Siddur. He visited Italy, he came back, not with an ancient one, but a regular ordinary Italian Siddur. And the Seder Brachas there is different too. I was shocked that they do have a nice Yoif Kayach. Because there's this original. But anyway, so we're going to learn the order of the brachas. It's very interesting. The Mishnah Brura brings that these brachas are a type of brachas hanehenim. They're a bracha on, we have anah, pekeach ivrim, we could see, etc. It's a bit of a pelo that the Mishnah Brura should say this, because the Ramban writes that we only say brachas hanehenim on things we take into the body. The Ramban is going to Gemara says, how do you know you make a bracha bari min b'samim? So what do you mean, how do you know? So the Ramban has a rule that we only say brachas hanehenim on something that we take into the body. We don't say brachas hanehenim on a lot of other things that are pleasures in this world. Well, it's questionable. That's the Ramban is actually talking about that, whether that's a brachas hanehenim or a bracha of praise. So their understanding is a bracha praise, or it's a bracha one way or the other. So what I'd like to do is go through it. It's in Lashon Kodesh, and again, if anybody wants to order, I'll be happy to put it in order. We'll have it for next Thursday. But otherwise, you'll have to bear with me. He goes through the source of things, and then goes through, after going through them in general, goes through them individually. Now it's interesting, our custom is to stand by the brachas. And a source for that, I don't know a source. It's nice to be machshavim and to stand. And we're taught from elementary school that you stand by the brachas. Now, there are a lot of things we're taught to stand for, but it says so in the Paiskim, that the brachas have to be mu'umad is not, the Gemara seems to say it's not mu'umad. We'll see the Gemara now in a minute. The Gemara seems to say it's not. So let's see. Birchas HaShachar, Chamesh Esrei Birchas HaShachar, Shomrim B'chol Baiker, the 15 brachas, Birchas HaShachar, we say every day, Mekairam B'Mesechtes Brachas and Mesechtes Menachas, their origin is, most of them are in brachas, and a few of them are in Menachas, B'Gemara Nistruk, if you say there, Kimas HaAdam, Loimar Kol Echad Ve'Echad B'Shaita, you see originally, when you woke up in the morning, you said each one as you got up. And he brings the language of the Gemara. Mizel Shainai. Ki Misayar, when you wake up, was the first one. Omer Alakai Neshamin Shenasata B'Tahirihi. So really, the first of the first of the 15 brachas is Alakai Neshamin Shenasata B'Tahirihi. That's really the first one. And Kishama Koel Tarnagayla, when you hear the sound of a rooster. Now, we're going to have to understand this, and I'll explain it. Why do we thank God that roosters could tell the difference between day and night? It's something that that lacks explanation. So we'll have to get to that. What's next? Kipasachena, you open your eyes. Leima baruch pekeach ivrim. Next, kitoritz v'yasiv, you sit up. Lema, you say, Baruch Matir Asurim. So, I don't know if everybody's aware of Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim is the fact that you have conscious control over your movement. When you're sleeping, you don't have conscious control of your movement. Anyway.
How is this in order? You wake up, you say, I can sort of wait with your eyes closed, and you hear a rooster, and then you open your eyes, and then you say...
The rooster was the alarm clock.
When you wake up, you say, what kind of story before the rooster?
No, the rooster keeps on going. Yeah, we had a rooster in camp. The rooster's not like the alarm clock. It's like the snooze button. He keeps on going. So you wake up. The rooster's the alarm clock. The Gemara says, Tosis brings on this Gemara, like Rabbi Kiva, when he traveled, he had the rooster and the donkey. See, well, why did he travel with a rooster? Because he needed an alarm clock. He had to get it from the sink and everything.
Well,
the kind of shama, you mean? Because that's the first thing that you have, is that you have the neshama back in the morning.
Wake up with the rooster.
Yeah, but you, when you wake up, your neshama comes back, and then, okay, and then you hear the rooster. I guess if the order would be the other way, I would argue the other way, but... he will, I hope, yeah.
First, if you say Malba Shavuot to get dressed, you say Hashem's name. You say Al-Khay Neshama, they say Baruch to Hashem, it means you will have to get dressed first.
Oh, so you don't have to get dressed to say brachas. It's interesting. You don't have to get dressed. I very often say, usually not on tape, that one of the things, one of the early disagreements I had with my wife is in the house, I was younger. I used to sometimes walk around barefoot, right? My shoes were, I kicked off my shoes. So I was saying Ashiyatza in my socks. So my wife said, you don't say Ashiyatza in your socks, you put on your shoes, you're staying in front of God. So I didn't know, you know, like I never thought about it, you know, like I always say Ashiyatza. Do you say Ashiyatza in your socks? You do? No? Take off your socks. So I'll tell you a funny thing. I asked Rav Palm the next day if there's anything wrong with saying Ashiyatza in your socks. So his answer was, why do you have to be wearing socks? Those are words he said. Why do you have to be wearing socks? So, I don't know. So you don't have to be dressed to say the brachas in the morning.
You can say brachas in your pajamas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can learn in your pajamas, you can do everything in your pajamas. You can come to shul in your pajamas too, and those will throw you out. If you're not wearing your pajamas, then you have a problem. But as long as you're wearing something, it's good. When you daven, you're standing lifnei hamelach. When you're in the house, you're also lifnei hamelach, but you're not.
Also, you're taking fresh baruch, giving it back to your thing, and you're saying your pajamas.
So, that's right. So it's fine. The first thing you do, even when you're in your pajamas, you say. Now really, your question begs a different question, which is a hard question. Why are you making all these brachas before you wash? Before you wash Negel Vasa in the morning.
You're saying Hashem's name.
Or you're saying Hashem's name before you wash Negel Vasa. Now, it's very, very interesting that
Maybe
it's interesting. The Gra says you wash by a bed, you wash and you say all these brachas. But it's muchuk that all the Paiskim don't hold that way, because the Magen Avraham asks, because the Magen Avraham brings a lashon by Pekeach Ivrim that you touch your eyes, you say Pekeach Ivrim. And the Magen Avraham and Taz asks, you're not supposed to touch your eyes before you wash. Before you wash in the morning, you're not supposed to touch any neck after the body. So we see in the Magen Avraham and Taz learned that these brachas are said before you wash in the morning. In other words, that the brachas shachar are an exception to the general rule that you have to wash before you sing. What? Before Negev Asar, right? So that's interesting. They're saying that you can, since it's the time of the bracha, that you can do it. So again, after Sefivina is Pekech Yivrim, that we see, and then Matir Asurim, that we sit up. Kilavish Lema Baruch Malbish Arumim. And then you get dressed, you say a bracha Malbish Arumim. Now right away, this is not the way it is in the Siddur. The Siddur is Pekech Yivrim, Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim. So it seems to be out of order. Let's see what else we can catch. Kizakif Lema Baruch Zakif Kafufim. What's Zakif? When you are erect, what does that mean?
Stand up straight.
Stand up straight. You say Zekev Kafufim. The next one is, Kinachis La'ara, you say Baruch Haikara Salamayim. When you stand on the ground, you say Raikara Salamayim. So what's going on here? Which one is when you stand and which one is when you, What?
If someone's wheelchair bound, could he say Zekev Kafufim?
So we're gonna have to talk about it. If someone's blind, could he say Malbish Arumim? We had a boy in yeshiva who was a ger. He was a boy who came here from Russia. His parents raised him Jewish. He found out later that his, oh, we argued about it. We found out later his mother's a geis. He went through a geiris. So after I gave him the shtar of geiris, I told him that there's a shayla, Mati argues with me about saying shalai asani gai. Because God did make him a guy. So we're going to talk about that when we get to whether you make these brachas on the Derech HaOlam or on your own pleasure. So again, there's like two things that go together. Zekev Kafufim, that you have the ability to stand straight. All you have to have is, God forbid, a bad back one time, and then you say it with Kavana. And then, Reika Haaretz Al HaMayim, so we don't appreciate the amazing miracle of the earth floating on the water. It's just it's an incredible thing. Kimaski lema baruch mechem etzadi gaver. When you walk, you make the bracha mechem etzadi gaver. Kisai misani. When you put on shoes, you say shasali kol tzarchi. So from this comes the argument about whether you say it on Tisha B'Av. When you don't put on shoes, whether you say shasali kol tzarchi. Our custom, Yom Kippur. So our custom is that we do say it, although there were paiskim held not to. It doesn't say because of slippers, because we're going to see that we assume we say it in the Derech HaOlam. Even a blind person says, Lahavkim Yemu Vein Laila. So, Kiyasar Hameine, Lema Baruch Eze Yisrael B'Gvura. When you put on your belt, you say Baruch Eze Yisrael B'Gvura. To me, it's a fascinating thing that Chazal made such a big fuss over the belt. Very often you find expressions in Tanakh even about a belt, and they wore robes. The belt held everything together. I'll tell you, most people don't know this. There's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that says when you go to Davin, you have to wear a belt. As I said, not al tzlahavsik bein libelerva, nothing to libelerva. You're wearing shirt and pants. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says you must wear a belt. The Mishnah Berurah says if you never wear a belt, you don't have to. But someone like me who wears a belt all the time, I'm not supposed to daven without a belt. If one time I run out of my house to make a dominion, you mechayiv to wear a belt. As I state in the chaber, it's mechaber shulchan aruch. Not well known, what? It's respectful for davening. The brachas you could say at home, you don't have to be wearing any special clothing. You're wearing your socks, or without your socks, with your socks. But standing in the tefillah in front of the rabbi Nishalim, you're supposed to be dressed properly.
Because some people
say the elastic. That's something else. That's obviously being liberal, but that you need. Just mark it. But a belt, it's not, it doesn't pass you davening. But the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says that you should put on your pelt before you dab.
In the Bima we usually have.
Gartlach. Yeah, they're usually in the Bima. That's where they usually are. That's true. Oh, you mean if I'm missing my belt? Missing my belt, okay. Okay. So at any rate, Oiz Yisrael B'Gvura is on the belt. All these things we could appreciate. We could see, we could stand, we could walk. Then we could put on a belt. Somehow we try to appreciate it. When he goes through them one at a time, we'll see if we can do better. Kiporas Sudra Al Reshe, when you put a Miza Yarmulke on your head. Lema Baruch Ete Yisrael B'Sefara. It sounds like you're saying all these without a Yarmulke on. That's what it sounds like. Unless it means something on top of the Yarmulke. What? Well, we touch it for the Sharash. The Gemara says that Reb Tarfin was Shokel Sudra B'Pidyon HaBen. Sudr, it seems, was not just a regular yarmulke. It was a special yarmulke that Talmid HaChacham used to wear. Maybe like Ramesh's rabbinic yarmulke. I don't. Sorry, you guys do?
Okay.
Okay. Which one? Okay. But it's not really on the tefillin. We say Shabbos morning also. We don't wear tefillin. But because really it's not really going on the tefillin. We okay. Kimoshi ape, when you wash your face, lema baruch hamav v'chev l'sheinu me'enoi. Akan l'shei. This is all Gemara that was saying. So in the original custom, this was all said as he got up in the morning. All of them. So that, the reason he brings it, but Menachis is three more brachas. Achiv Leimer, Oy Gimel, Shalai Sani Gosh, and Yavish, Shalai Sani Isha. Birchas, Anaisin, Lev Kayach, Loy Huskar of the Gemara. Loy Huskar of the Gemara, it's nowhere in the Gemara. So this is his, so I guess his Agdama, the Gemaras that he brings. These are the 15 brachas. Next week, I'll be here again Monday and Thursday. Something just came up on Tuesday, I won't be here. So Monday, Thursday, we'll pick up on it. Well, I'd like to tell you a very geschmacka thing that I once saw, is that the 15 brachis are keneged the 15 parts of a human being's life that are in Pirkei Avos, the very end of Pirkei Avos, where it says, Ben Chamish Lamikra, etc. I mean, birth counts as the first one. And then there are 14 bens. And if you give it thought, you can realize that some of them are easier to plug in, some are very easy to plug in, some are more difficult. The order, the way the Ashkenazim say it, that is connected that. Birth is Hanaisa Sechvi Vina, which we'll see Sechvi means really a human being. And then, the second one is Mechamesh Shanim Lamikra. That's where a Jew starts being different than a guy, Shalei Asani Guy. Ben Esher Shanim Lamishna, Shalei Asani Yevet. It says an Evikal Tersha Biksav and Tersha Balpeh. Ben Shloish Esrei Lemitzvis Shloish Ani Isha. That's Yuchid for a man differently and a woman differently. So that's the basic sort of the order. Then the next one is Bechamesh Asur LeGemara. Mishnah is the halachis. Gemara gives you an understanding. It's Pekeach Ivrin, opens your eyes, and so on. That's the Ben Shmaya Sel Chupa. That's Malbish Arumim. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Is Parastosim Loscha Lamasecha. So it's a very geschmacka tzustel, which okay, hopefully we'll come back to. So we'll pick up on Monday.